Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you today. Get all your friends. Tell them. Share the link. You really, I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss a minute. Bottom of hour number two, Mark Morgan, former board chief of Customs and Border Protection, is going to be with us. Under President Trump, we'll talk with him about the border crisis. We'll talk to him about the travel bans that are happening now. I thought those were bad. That's what we were told by Pokum China Joe in his campaign. So we'll talk about that with Mark and get some statistics and so forth relative to that. Coming up also top of the next hour, Nurse Danny is with us. Former pediatric ER and OR nurse. She has 16 years of experience and surgical ICU surgical experience, emergency surgical experience. She was going to be forced to take the vaccine, and so she resigned her position. And she has all kinds of stories about the dangers of these injections, and in particular, what's happening to children. So we'll talk with her about that coming up and get her thoughts on the Omicron. Omicron? Seriously? They had to call it Omicron? Think about that for a minute, folks. Something right out of the book of Revelation, I think. Bottom of this hour, Matt Long and I will talk about why is Beto O'Rourke running for governor in the state of Texas. It's certainly not to win. No, there's something else afoot, my friends. And we'll talk about that with Matt coming up bottom of this hour. But joining me now, former Treasury Special Agent and Switched On Life founder, Eric Caron joins me. Eric, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Greg, it's always an honor and a pleasure to be with you, and I look forward to this conversation and your next half hour with Mark. It's going to be a great conversation with him on the border.
Man, oh man, I am, you know, we've been texting back and forth over the course of the last week or so, and I mean, you talked about this earlier this year, and folks, we got to be reminded, This Pokum China Joe regime took over power January of this year. We're only 10 months down the road, and
yes,
and they're literally dismantling this country.
Absolutely, Pastor Greg. You know, I'm starting to feel a little bit like that famous prophet Nostradamus there. You know, in January, I had been talked about the Biden administration policy as relates to immigration enforcement or the lack therein. And, you know, it's based, and I said it's Barack Obama 2.0 all over again. And that's what's happening. That's what is happening. And, you know, Joe Biden's Homeland Insecurity Department just issued an order to ICE, and I'm sure Mark's going to get into it, the sanctuary country policy now that he's implementing, preventing the removal, arrest and removal of criminal aliens that are here in America. You know, the Democratic Party is really the tragedy that just happened on Christmas at the Christmas parade, and Waukesha.
Mm-hmm.
That reveals the dangers of the Democratic crime policies that have been put in place throughout America. Innocent people have died and will continue to die under the liberal Democratic crime policy. You know, AOC, the day after that incident, that terrorist attack, I'll call it a terrorist attack, AOC sent out a tweet the day after saying, today we sent a letter, quote, today we sent a letter to New York City's five district attorneys requesting information on excessive bail in the New York City court system. The day after, this bad guy, career criminal, was let out on a $1,000 cash bail, only to a week later commit this terrorist attack. He, you know, it's all over his social media sites.
Yep.
Why was he able to talk about killing old white people? Why was he able to rap about murdering and raping? And I'm not able to do that. I wasn't able to talk about Donald Trump, and I was blocked on Facebook.
Well, here's the thing, too. Let's not forget, the new Black Panther Party, right, was standing on the steps of the Arbery courthouse and made statements basically threatening all of America that retribution was coming.
Absolutely, brother. Listen, we have to understand terrorism, right?
Yes.
The fact of the matter is, okay, this is from the Global Terrorism Database. It's at the University of Maryland. It's a joint, you know, collaboration between Homeland Security and the University of Maryland that they house a global terrorism database. Okay. They define terrorists, the threatening or actual use of illegal force and violence by a non-state actor to obtain a political, economic, religious, or social goal through fear, coercion, or intimidation. Boy, what does that sound like? That's the definition of terrorism. And that's BLM. That's Antifa. That's all these other organizations who were vowed to destruction of America. We as a society need to understand the threat is real, that the national homicide rate in America today is up 30%.
Well, here's something else, too. And again, you know, relative to groups like the new Black Panther Party or BLM, no effort to stop gangs, pimps, prostitution, to defend good law-abiding Black Americans living in those neighborhoods who are victimized daily. No effort to stop the looting of Black businesses in those neighborhoods and Black merchants who have worked for generations to build a business, to leave to their children, to leave a heritage to their kids about how hard work, which is what our country is based on, how hard work and diligence and consistency and all of those things and following the law. Hey, I cheer the fact that the Arbery jurists made the decision that they did. We can't have vigilante type justice like that taking place.
Amen.
And it's an entirely different situation than the Rittenhouse self-defense case. And yet the media would like to try to actually switch the roles or somehow lump those things together. And I'm glad you point out the domestic terrorism side of this and the fact that this individual had on their social media, which has attempted to have been scrubbed, and a lot of people have pulled down pictures of it before they could scrub it. But it was very clear that this was about, and I talked to Reverend Kennard Childress last week, brother, and we talked about the fact that within the BLM and the new Black Panther type community, that grouping of domestic terrorists, they are justifying Daryl Brooks' actions as having taken action to somehow get retribution against all of the terrible white oppressors. This is a sickness, and it starts with the DNC, in my opinion.
Yes, absolutely. Amen. You know, good Americans, black, white, Chinese, whatever your color, creed, religious background, we better stand up and start speaking truth to and talk about, we will not stand for this. Because yes, there are those who want civil war in America. There are those who vow the destruction of America, like the BLM and Antifa and other organizations. We all better stand up for justice. And we cannot allow anarchy in our cities, in our Democratic-led cities. You know, Pastor Greg, it pains me. It pains me. I've been to these cities. You have too. Chicago, 794 murders, mostly black. Baltimore, 503 murders. Philadelphia, 503 murders. We're talking 1,300 deaths. Murders in a single year in just two cities. Afghanistan, the number of U.S. servicemen, men, not contractors, 2,401. In 20 years, we're talking 1,300 deaths in just Chicago and Philly alone so far this year, and we still have another month to go. You know, it all comes down to our Democratic, liberal, progressive mayors and governors who have turned a blind eye to the good citizens of their communities, of their states. De Blasio, stop and frisk went away. In California, we decriminalized shoplifting. Look what's happening.
And I believe in New York as well, they've done the same thing. And they attempted to do it. I thought they did it in Chicago, but maybe I'm mistaken about that. But there were a couple other places. But yeah, you're absolutely right. They have essentially created a scenario whereby, you know, businesses like Walgreens, I mean, they're closing stores. CVS announced they're closing 900 stores, folks, at a time when we're trying to reopen our country, trying to get people back to some form of normalization. And here we have CVS is being forced to close their businesses because of all this thievery.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And it's only going to get worse. You just mentioned he's only been in power for less than a year. Joe Biden, I was about to say Barack Obama, but essentially is Barack Obama 2.0 in his cohorts. Look at the numbers. Look at San Francisco. You know, and it's been reported, NBC Bay Area analysis was done in the fourth quarter of 2020, fourth quarter. 131 arrests for felony domestic violence. Okay? You want to guess how many were dismissed? 113. 113.
All right, we're going to run out of time here.
Felony domestic violence.
We'll be right back. Why is it so important that we have laws and law and order?
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hey, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, thanking you for tuning in. I have been battling COVID and double pneumonia, and I want to tell you what I did to overcome. Quercetin with bromelain, 1,600 milligrams, 800 milligrams twice a day. Vitamin D3, 10,000 IUs. Zinc, 100 milligrams, 50 times 2. Vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams. I'm using Airborne. Also had a lot of prayer, and my doctor immediately put me on azithromycin and dexamethasone as soon as we got the positive result, along with Symbicort and albuterol. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm simply saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things that we can do to combat this, and I hope that you will stock your pharmacy in your house with the quercetin, the vitamin D3, the zinc, and the vitamin C. God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest is Eric Caron, former Treasury Special Agent. And we were talking about the importance of this issue of law and order. And unfortunately, the more that immorality and amorality takes hold, the more that there are these polls that indicate that nobody believes in any kind of absolute truth, and everybody's morality is pretty much kind of, well, whatever you feel today, whatever you think today, where there's no absolutes in morality, then there becomes a necessity to create more law, or at least enforcement of law. And then when you have no morality and no law, you know, the good people are the ones that are really going to suffer, Eric.
Yes, sir. And we will become, I don't know, pick a country, Venezuela, Mexico, anarchy. And we're in some of our cities, like I just mentioned, Chicago, Philly, we're there. We're already there. I mean, every weekend, there's dozens and dozens of people shot, just like much, much worse than Afghanistan. And the police in America, local, state, even federal, are leaving the job. They're leaving. Thousands are retiring, quitting. Even some, you know, due to the frustration, are committing suicide, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And that's a tragedy.
Yep.
And it's because of poor leadership at a local and state level and a federal level. And who's going to fill the void when there are no police? Do we want BLM police? We want BLM members wearing the police uniform now? Because who's going to wear the uniform?
Well, and again, you know, I mean, even I believe I saw a quote from, you know, again, the Arbery verdict, that one of the members of Arbery's family made the statement, you know, all lives matter. And they do, you know, and they do. Thank goodness, because all lives do matter. And it's a tragedy. What we are watching happen. I want to shift gears for just a minute and
yes,
kind of tap into your federal government relationship and your history, you know, in that particular environment, just for a couple of minutes as we get close to our losing our time together. You spent a lot of years, catching bad guys, doing a lot of really bad stuff. Child trafficking in particular was something that I believe that you had a lot of you know, contact in. There's a case going on right now, a trial having to do with Ghislaine Maxwell and bringing up the name of Jeffrey Epstein once again. And man, I've read some of the stories, some of the accounts of these, you know, young women that were groomed. Do you have any thoughts with regards to this particular situation? And is this, are we touching the tip of the iceberg with her relative? And that doesn't mean she's part of a big organization. I don't know. But just relative to addressing this issue?
Well, yes. You know, where is the Democrat Party, the progressives, the AOCs on this case? Where they seem to be very silent. Because women, girls, young girls were exploited by the rich and famous around the world. And so I think there's some pretty sweaty palms today, tonight, and in the next week because of this trial, because men, mostly men, are very concerned, prominent men, that their names will be talked about at the trial, such as Bill Clinton and others. And they were exploiting young women and some underage. And as far as I know, some were young as 13, 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
This has to be brought to light. We cannot sweep this under the rug. These people who abused women because of their names and their power, positions of authority, need to be brought out. And I'm hoping that the agents, the Secret Service agents on all those planes that flew to the island, his island, and with Bill Clinton and others, will be called to testify, because those agents swore an oath of allegiance to our country. And if they saw something, they better say something. And what better witnesses to be brought than to the stand,
mm-hmm,
by the prosecution than Secret Service agents? Now, they will actually, you know, hopefully would be brought, and they will add some value to the criminal prosecution.
One certainly hopes so, and one certainly hopes that the political relationships between the judge and the Biden administration and the prosecutor and James Comey, will not prove out to be the negatives that some people perceive that they could be relative to the issues that you just addressed. These young ladies deserve justice and law and order just as much as the merchants that are having their shops ransacked, just as much as individuals like Arbery deserved to have justice done in his memory. We'll be back. More Chosen Generation Radio coming up after this. Eric, thanks for being with us today. Don't forget to go to his site, Switched On. Switched On.
Vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program, Monday through Friday, with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically-based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use energy factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.